Tonight on the Worldview Report, is the federal government working with financial institutions to spy on the buying habits of Americans? A well-known conservative congressman says the answer is yes. Russia is investing heavily in robot warriors. We've got a video to show you tonight of the technological wonders that are showing off their combat skills. President Trump has broken his silence on the future of money, weighing in with his opinion on central bank digital currencies and whether or not he would support them. The World Economic Forum goes full New Age, inviting a shaman to cast her spells on the high-profile stage at Davos, and roughly 90,000 troops will take part in NATO's largest military exercise in decades. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. Blaze Media has an article up about a shocking report from Congressman Jim Jordan. He's chairman, as you know, of the Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government. The report indicates that federal law enforcement agencies have been working with financial institutions to identify American citizens as potential threats by flagging otherwise benign purchases and internet search terms that are affiliated with former President Donald Trump. All this, of course, in the wake of the mostly peaceful January 6th, 2021 Capitol protest. On Wednesday, Jim Jordan sent a letter to Noah Bischoff, the former director of the Treasury Department's Office of Stakeholder Integration and Engagement in the Strategic Operations Division of the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network. That's a long name. That's why it's better known as FinCEN. According to the letter, Jordan's committee and select subcommittee have collected documents which suggest that FinCEN was indeed targeting law-abiding Americans, quote, on the basis of protected political and religious expression, end quote. One FinCEN document referenced in the letter allegedly urged financial institutions to query, quote, Zelle payment messages, end quote, for terms such as Trump and MAGA. Another FinCEN analysis mentioned in the letter apparently suggested that these same institutions could identify possibly, quote, lone actor slash homegrown violent, end quote, extremist by examining, well, the transactions of customers looking for the purchase of, quote, religious texts, end quote, including the Bible. That's what Jordan said. Or, quote, bus tickets, rental cars, or plane tickets for travel areas with no apparent purpose, end quote. The letter also alleges that key bank-created presentation slides about merchant category codes and keywords that financial institutions could use that might identify, quote, potential active shooters, end quote, or other, quote, dangerous international terrorists slash domestic terrorists slash homegrown violent extremist, and then in parenthesis, lone wolves, end quote. Some of the codes that the key banks allegedly suggested were, quote, 3484, meaning small arms, and 5091, meaning sporting and recreational goods and supplies, end quote. And the keywords supposedly included the names of notable national gun stores, such as Cabela's and Bass Pro Shops. FinCEN then shared these key bank slides with other financial institutions. That's what the letter claims. Jordan's letter makes it clear that if the documents are truly authentic, FinCEN and coordinating federal law enforcement officials likely characterized Americans as potential threat actors simply for exercising their Second Amendment and other rights. Here's what Jordan wrote, quote, this kind of pervasive financial surveillance into Americans' private transactions is alarming and raises serious doubts about FinCEN's respect for fundamental civil liberties, end quote. The letter asked former FinCEN director Bischoff to contact Judiciary Committee staff members sometime before 5 p.m. on January 31st, 2024, to schedule a transcribed interview. For the first time, former President Donald Trump has publicly stated that if elected for a second term, he will not allow the Federal Reserve to create a central bank digital currency, or CBDC. Such currencies are not only digital, but programmable, meaning the Fed, well, they would have an on and off switch and could limit spending on certain items, maybe like buying a Bible, like we just talked about in our last program, or maybe a gun to practice your Second Amendment rights, or maybe a plane ticket to go to a Trump rally or a church conference. Who knows, right? Well, here is President Trump talking about CBDCs on the campaign trail in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Watch this.
Tonight, I'm also making another promise to protect Americans from government tyranny. As your president, I will never allow the creation of a central bank digital currency. You know about that? I didn't know you know so much. I'm very, well, New Hampshire, very smart people. Very current. You know what they're doing. Such a currency would give a federal government, our federal government, the absolute control over your money. They could take your money. You wouldn't even know it was gone. This would be a dangerous threat to freedom, and I will stop it from coming.
Yet another Republican governor has endorsed Donald Trump as the GOP presidential nominee. The Hill reports that Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo will endorse President Trump for the state's upcoming caucus. He said this on Thursday, going back on a promise to stay out of the GOP presidential primary. Lombardo told the Nevada Independent that he will also vote, quote, none of the above, end quote, in the state's primary, where Trump is not on the ballot. Nevada, they will hold both a caucus and a primary on February 8th and 6th, respectively, after a protracted legal battle between the state and the Nevada Republican Party. Only the caucus results will award delegates for the Republican Party's nominee selection. Trump endorsed and campaigned for Lombardo during his 2022 gubernatorial bid. Lombardo said in a statement to The Hill, quote, we need President Trump's decisive leadership back in Washington, D.C. President Trump oversaw record economic success, implemented strong foreign policy, and ensured our law enforcement officers are treated with the respect they deserve, end quote. The governor said in September that he would not make an endorsement in the presidential primary, but dismissed the notion Thursday for, quote, all practical purposes, the race is over, end quote. That's what he said. Vivek Ramaswamy, who is now campaigning for Donald Trump, told Fox Business that he, quote, will stop at nothing, end quote, to shut down the likes of the World Economic Forum, which represents, quote, a revival of old world monarchy, end quote, and is the antithesis of sovereignty. During a discussion about the Davos elites voicing concern about President Trump's caucus win in Iowa, host Larry Kudlow said the World Economic Forum should, quote, quiet down, end quote. To which Vivek responded, quote, we're not going to quiet them down. We're going to shut them down, end quote. Quote, you ask what is motivating them. It's just like every other three-letter agency, end quote. That's what he said. Then he added, quote, my answer to all of them with acronyms is shut them down, end quote. Quote, what they want is old world Europe, a revival of old world monarchy that was skeptical of self-governance, end quote. And then Vivek continued urging, quote, that's what King George believed. That's what the kings of old world Europe believed, end quote. Watch this.
They're demanding, you're going to love this, Vivek. They are demanding that we have an international criminal court prosecution of, wait for it, something called ecocide. Ecocide. This is coming out of Davos. Ecocide. Now, I don't know what they think they're talking about. Mr. Trump or President Trump will never buy into that. What does this crowd want? Everything they want. Global warming, John Kerry, It's freezing out in Iowa. Nobody seems to understand that. Big government solutions, big corporate solutions, not yep. small government, small business, entrepreneurial solutions. You know, Vivek, if you stay with Trump and you go into his government, I want you to go after Davos. You're going to be the special emissary to go to Davos and quiet that crowd down. I won't say blow them up because that would be wrong. But quiet them down or give them a facelift or do something
for
heaven's sake.
We're not going to quiet them down. We're going to shut them down. That's what we're going to do, Larry. And I think that you ask what's motivating them. Yeah. Here's the answer, Larry. It's just like every three-letter agency here. We should think about ATF, CDC, Department of Education. That's a three-letter multilateral institution, WEF. Mm. My answer to all of them with acronyms is shut them down. Mm. What they want is old world Europe. You ask what they want. It's actually a revival of old world monarchy that was skeptical of self-governance. That's what King George believed. That's what the kings of old world Europe believed. And we fought a revolution in 1776 to say that for better or worse, we the people, the citizens of this nation, engage in self-governance. We're the ones who decide how we fight climate change, whether or how we fight racism or whatever the alleged challenge is. We the people make those decisions at the ballot box, not in the mountaintops of Davos. This is that ugly monster of the old world rearing its head again in the avatar of Klaus Schwab and Larry Fink and the others who speak that old world vision. And we should say absolutely no to that vision. We're a self-governing constitutional republic. That's what it means to be an American. And that's what it means to stand for our 1776 ideals in this country. And you have my word, I will stop at nothing. You know, talking about peaceful means, of course, but stop at nothing, legally and otherwise, to make sure that these people are put back in their place and we have true sovereignty in the United States of America.
Illegal aliens are apparently not happy with the climate that they've encountered in America. These are clearly not very bright folks if they didn't even research the weather in places like the Midwest and even the Mid-South. Unlike places in, well, say, Guatemala and Venezuela, we here in the U.S., we routinely get temperatures below freezing. Watch this.
The cold is too much, says Gabriel Diaz, the 38-year-old new arrival from Venezuela, and dozens of others temporarily moved to the lower level of the Harold Washington Library. The truth is that I'm not accustomed to this cold, Contreras says. I've never seen the snow before. It's beautiful, but it's too excessive, the cold you have here.
Did you hear that? It's a, quote, dangerous environment, end quote, being encountered by, quote, asylum seekers, end quote. Well, for starters, these are not asylum seekers, not by anyone's definition. Under international law, an asylum seeker, well, they must seek refuge in the first nation he or she comes to after leaving their home country. That would mean they'd be coming from Mexico, not Venezuela. These folks, as we all know, are illegal aliens. But the corporate media has adopted the language of the left and instead calls them asylum seekers. And secondly, if they don't like the weather here, they're free to pack up and leave. The door at the border, well, it swings both ways. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back, and thank you again for watching our broadcast. Please remember the broadcast is available on demand at worldviewtube.com. That's our home channel, as this is a production of WVW Broadcast Network. Again, that's worldviewtube.com. It airs each night, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. Central Time at worldviewtube.com. And then at 7:30 Central begins Brandon House Live. And we appreciate all the other outlets that pick it up. Frank Speech, Lindell TV, Brighteon, Band.Video. Let's see what else. VCY America, TV 30 in Milwaukee, an organization I've been working with for 29 years. Can you believe that? Where has the time gone? So again, thank you to all of you that watch and all the outlets that carry the broadcast. Now remember, we put it out there for free for everybody to watch. And you can do so, as I said, at worldviewtube.com and on demand. So please share it with as many people as you can. Now, we could put it behind a paywall, but we don't. Or we could let it air and then put it behind a paywall So that if you want to watch the replay, you have to pay to get behind a paywall. We don't do that either. You see, we put it out as a broadcast ministry of WVW Broadcast Network and WVW Foundation. So if you appreciate all the programming that we're pushing out for free as a broadcast ministry, please support us through our broadcast ministry, WVW Foundation. Our foundation exists to, well, use the airwaves as well as our documentaries, books, conferences, to help people understand the times through the lens of a biblical worldview. Our foundation is also the sponsor and host of our Sunday night church service that I've been teaching on air since 2015. We call it Worldview Weekend Hour. It's a Sunday night where I literally each Sunday open the Bible. We talk about the issues of the day through the lens of a Christian biblical worldview. I've been going through a series called Twisted Scripture, Twisted Theology, where I take some of the most commonly twisted scriptures, put them right back in context, so we can actually have sound theology and a proper Christian worldview. So if you appreciate all we're doing, thank you for supporting the foundation through WVWFoundation.com, WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. Our foundation also helps us put reporters on the ground like Aaron in Israel, Aaron Lavarko. He's our reporter there to help us understand what's happening in Israel and to bring Bible prophecy, or at least the stage being set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled, and to help us fight the rise of anti-Semitism. The Bible has a lot to say about it. So again, if you appreciate broadcasts with like Aaron, our foundation helps make that possible. So thank you for your support so we can continue to hear from people like Aaron in Israel. WVWFoundation.com. The Gateway Pundit reports that Russian officials have come out with a statement mocking the United States for allowing an American citizen to be tortured and die in the custody of Ukraine. The Kiev regime has been given free rein to do whatever it wants by the West and is, quote, even allowed to torture and kill Americans, end quote. That's what Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has charged, referring to the death of U.S. journalist Gonzalo Lyra, who died last week in a Ukrainian prison. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova charged the United States with, quote, consigning an inconvenient journalist to execution, end quote, adding, quote, Kiev has unbridled freedom, and this permissiveness is manifested in everything it does. This free rein only leads to disaster. And this disaster has already reached the minds of the current Ukrainian regime, and they are leading their entire country there, end quote. The Russian foreign minister made the statements at an annual news conference reviewing Moscow's 2023 foreign policy. Referring to the death of Gonzalo Lyra in a Ukrainian prison, Lavrov said the Kiev regime, quote, is even allowed to torture and kill Americans, and everyone keeps their mouths shut. The Ukrainians are allowed to do anything. Look at the fuss they make when their citizens are arrested. Hear not a word, not even a whisper. Draw your own conclusions, end quote. Congressman Andy Biggs has introduced legislation that would require a woman to be shown an ultrasound of her unborn baby before she obtains an abortion. The Arizona Republicans' bill is called Ultrasound Informed Consent Act, and it stipulates that the abortionist or, quote, an agent under the supervision of the, quote, abortionist must perform an obstetric ultrasound on the pregnant woman while simultaneously providing an explanation of what the ultrasound is depicting. The abortionist must, quote, display the ultrasound images so that the pregnant woman may view them, end quote, and, quote, provide a complete medical description of the ultrasound images, end quote, including the baby's dimensions, cardiac activity, and the, quote, presence of external members and internal organs, end quote. And then Biggs went on to say, quote, the Biden administration's heinous pro-abortion policies continue to incentivize women to end the lives of innocent, unborn American children, end quote. That's what the Congressman Biggs told the Daily Signal. A thug made a fatal mistake when he tried to rob a man by luring him into a Facebook marketplace meetup trap. The man and a friend had responded to a Facebook Marketplace ad for a vehicle sale in Peoria, Illinois. Believing the ad was genuine, they went to view the vehicle on Monday, January 15th. They met with a group of people in an alley around 5 p.m. WMBD reported that fact. And as we've already said, the meeting turned out to be a trap. And the armed group of criminals, well, they tried to pounce. Yet, unbeknownst to the crooks, their targeted victim was a concealed carry permit holder and was not about to go down without a fight. He drew his weapon and he exchanged fire with the robbers. Now, during the shootout, the Second Amendment patriot shot and killed one of the thugs. Peoria Police Department's Simon Roth said, quote, "The investigation has determined that this was an attempted robbery setup and there was no intention to sell a vehicle," end quote. USA Carry noted that the concealed carry holder exchanged gunfire with some of the alleged robbers. He was able to hit one of them with at least one bullet. Police arrived on the scene and gave first aid to the wounded felon. But this crook would pay the ultimate price for his thuggery, and sadly, he died at the scene. A Penn State professor says in a lawsuit that he was instructed by his superiors to give better grades to minority students than to white students. The lawsuit of Dr. Zach DePiro against Penn State over an alleged hostile work environment and racial discrimination alleges anti-racism sensitivity training by the university. Judge Wendy Beadlestone, well, she has denied a critical motion to dismiss DePiro's case against Penn State, and she included strong language concerning DEI programs. There are roughly 40 defendant trustees, professors, and administrators that are named in the complaint. This includes Professor Lillian Nyden, who was an associate professor of English and served as DePiro's supervisor and chair of the English department and writing program coordinator. DePiro alleges that he was, quote, individually singled out for ridicule and humiliation, end quote, due to his race. He also alleges he was expected to follow and support the view that, quote, white supremacy exists in the language itself, and therefore that the English language itself is racist, end quote. DePiro also alleges that faculty were encouraged to participate in anti-racist workshops and trainings, including one titled, quote, "White Teachers Are the Problem," end quote. What is most interesting about the complaint, writes legal scholar Jonathan Turley, is that it alleges policies that would violate core academic freedom principles from the content of his classes to grading. DePiro alleges that he was told to adopt a race-based grading system. Specifically, he alleges the failure to grade minorities on par or better than whites would be treated as de facto racist. According to the lawsuit, quote, "Defendants instructed DePiro that outcomes alone, regardless of the legitimacy of method of evaluation, mastery of subject matter, or intentions, demonstrate whether a faculty member's actions are racist or not. Defendants call this social justice and anti-racism. At the core of their ideology, defendants discriminate twofold on the basis of race. First, defendants' bigotry manifests itself in low expectations. They do not expect Black or Hispanic students to achieve the same mastery of academic subject matters as other students and therefore insist that deficient performance must be excused. Accurate assessment of abilities, if it happens to show desperate performance among different racial groups, is therefore condemned as racist. Second, defendants' bigotry manifests itself in overt discrimination against students and faculty who do apply consistent standards, especially white faculty," end quote. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. Revolver News has come out with a new article assessing the U.S. airline industry, and it is not a pretty picture. We recently reported about Southwest Airlines and their very suspect hiring policy, which attaches more favor to skin color and other minority concerns than to qualifications and air passenger safety. But now there's another report that outs the CEO of United Airlines as a confused cross-dresser. Here's what Revolver had to say. Quote, the U.S. aviation industry is crashing, both literally and figuratively. It's like we're watching the whole airline sector fall apart at the seams. Pilots passing away out of the blue, passengers turning fights into WWE-style brawls, doors and windows blowing off mid-flight, and air traffic controllers resorting to Google for on-the-spot training. And when it seems things couldn't get stranger, there's the case of the freaky guy leading United Airlines. Instead of prioritizing essentials like safety and skills, the CEO at United appears to be more concerned with his false eyelashes and jumbo nylons. Think we're joking? We wish we were, folks, end quote. Beyond the CEO's apparent creepy wardrobe and turning the skies into something resembling a gay rave, the real kicker is his obsession with equity at the expense of your safety. Watch as the United CEO here talks about his company's diversity with no regard for merit or performance or even safety, I think. Watch this.
Military. How is diversity and diversity targets working into the Aviate Academy?
We have committed that 50% of the class of the classes will be women or people of color. Today, only 19% of our pilots at United Airlines are women or people of color. And by the way, from all the data I've seen, that's the highest of any airline in the country.
White males don't just dominate in the cockpits, also in the C-suite at United Airlines.
Well, look, at United, I'm proud of the diversity that we actually have in our C-suite. I think if you look around corporate America.
Correct me if I'm saying, though, this is just based off your website, the people you list as executives, but out of 11 people, three are women. I believe one is a person of color.
That's correct. But, you know, in corporate America, I think, you know.
That's a low bar. How do you raise your own bar?
Well, a lot of this is, you know, focusing on it. We have programs to, one of the things we do is for every job when we do an interview, we require women and people of color to be involved in the interview process, bringing people in early in their careers as well, and giving them those opportunities and creating a stronger band.
Now, wasn't that rich? Two white guys sitting at a table talking about how much they hate the fact that so many white guys work in the airline industry. Well, you can't make this stuff up, folks. I wonder if they will volunteer to be replaced by a person of color. Now, wouldn't that be a very kind and woke thing to do if they really were serious about diversity? I think it would be. Turn in your resignation and give your jobs to a racial minority, a woman. Or better yet, give it to a transgender if you're so committed to this ideology and cultural Marxism. I think it's time that these guys lead by example, don't you? They need to put up or shut up. Nobody wants to hear about, you know, the airline CEOs and executives blathering on about how you have hiring quotas and how committed you are to diversity. What we really care about is your safety record. We care about how often your flights arrive on time. We care about how you treat your customers. Nothing else really matters, does it? Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Thank you, as always, for tuning in and for supporting this broadcast. We've already mentioned one way you can support us. Another way you can do that, and I think support your health at the same time, is by going to MelissaHouseBG.com. That's MelissaHouseBG. MelissaHouseBG.com. This is an elixir that I take twice a day. It is a powerful elixir. And now my wife brought us this product, and we tried it out for several weeks. We got great results, and so here we are. And we use her name and this website to track it. So if you want our organization to get credit, that's why we use that URL, MelissaHouseBG.com. And again, it's a powerful elixir with three ingredients, collagen, and it's high-end collagen. And yes, men, we need collagen for hair growth and flexibility of our joints and all kinds of things. And then there's cat's claw, very powerful anti-inflammatory. And then a product called astaxanthin that is loaded with antioxidants and crosses the brain-blood barrier. There are about 80 clinical trials, and you'll find them for yourself to be able to read at MelissaHouseBG.com. So why not check it out, get a subscription. By the way, the retention is about 80%. That's what we seem to be seeing right now. About 80% of you that have ordered it keep ordering it each month. I think that speaks volumes, don't you? I do. MelissaHouseBG.com. And I'm going to throw in that disclaimer. This product has not been evaluated or approved by the FDA. It's not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But please, check it out, won't you? MelissaHouseBG.com. I take it twice a day. So does my wife. And I know many of you do because we're hearing from you. So thank you for that. Another way is by going to MyPillow.com/B66. MyPillow.com/B66. Right now, there's free shipping, sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. Please consider going now to MyPillow.com/B66, won't you? And then, of course, don't forget to go to TWC.health/Brannon. Get your own wellness company emergency medical kit with 8 medications in here. Now, you're going to need to fill out some paperwork because this is a real prescription from a doctor. My friend, Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. James Thorpe, they work for this organization. We have one for each of our family members. I think you should get one as well, particularly in this age where they're starting to get ready for disease X. You might want to have some antibiotics on hand. All the details are, or to order, are at twc.health/Brannon, twc.health/Brannon. Don't forget, we also have a lot of programs on demand at worldviewtube.com, worldviewtube.com. We also archive this program there. You can watch it again and again, and you can watch Brannon House live every night, Monday through Friday, live at 7:30 Central Time at worldviewtube.com. Till next time, I'm Brannon House. May God save America. Take care.